You might have been just as surprised as we were when you heard that Tina Turner was inducted into the 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A few of us actually asked out loud, wasn't she already there? Well, like a few of this year's inductees, this is the first time for Turner as a solo artist. And after years of complaints that rock's female pioneers are underrepresented in the Hall of Fame, 3 of 6 slots this year are women. This year also brought the honoring of a mix of genres.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a ain't one.
Joining us now is Maura Johnston, a music critic and contributor to the Boston Globe, and she voted for this year's Rock Hall's class. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tanya.
Well, there are 6 artists formally inducted into the Hall of Fame. They are Jay-Z, the Go-Go's, Tina Turner, Todd Rundgren, Carole King, and the Foo Fighters. But then there are several artists, including Kraftwerk and LL Cool J, who are receiving these other awards. What are these categories?
So the Early Influence and Musical Excellence Awards are ways to maybe honor performers who didn't get in through the straight balloting. Both Kraftwerk and LL Cool J have been on the ballot for a while, but they've been losing out to other artists like, you know, the Foo Fighters and Jay-Z. Even though I think that, you know, their influence on popular music cannot be disputed, I'm sure even Dave Grohl would agree, Kraftwerk's pioneering synth pop and LL Cool J's early hip-hop records did a lot more to push forward the idea of modern popular music than the Foo Fighters, who are a great band and who I have enjoyed live many times, and I have enjoyed their records.
You know something else about this year, though? The Rock Hall is making a point of highlighting this year's diversity. Do you feel like this is late? I mean, it's 2021. The Go-Go's, for instance, had never been nominated before, despite making history 40 years ago with the first and only number one album by an all-female band, who also so happened to write their own songs and play their own instruments.
You know, it's a process of reaching out to voters who are younger. I mean, when I started voting back in 2012, you know, I was in my mid-30s, and that was, you know, young for this. And because it's been such a, you know, it seems like a long time, but really 10 years is not that long of a time for massive structural change to happen.
Hmm. So you've laid out for us this shift in the Hall of Fame acknowledging what is defined as rock and roll. What else surprised you this year?
I was a little surprised by Iron Maiden not getting in, I guess. Although I guess another recipient of the Musical Excellence Award, which LL Cool J got, was Randy Rhoads, the legendary guitarist who played with Ozzy Osbourne. And I think that metal is, you know, still kind of a scruffy outsider genre in its way, even though it fills stadiums and arenas.
The shifting change of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That is Maura Johnston, a writer and music critic based in Boston, talking about the 2021 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Maura, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.